Jonathan and Scott, by Mike Owens. The following fictional case study helps to show why God must have been in charge of seemingly insignificant as well as major events in the past in order for things to be in place today. In 1509, a young man named Jonathan fled London as another plague was beginning to devastate the city. He walked toward Bedfordshire, about 50 miles north, where he came to a fork in the road and for no particular reason decided to go left rather than right. As evening approached, it looked like rain. He saw a farmhouse and decided to ask the owner if he could sleep in the small outbuilding for the night. Early the next morning, the old farmer came out to ask Jonathan if he would be interested in a job helping him with his crops and animals. He gladly embraced the opportunity. A couple of months later, the farmer learned that a young couple who owned a small dairy about a mile away had been attacked the night before. The young wife had been raped and her husband murdered. Jonathan's employer and his wife went to see the young widow 3 to 4 times a week to help her and to see how she was doing. Jonathan went along often, and over a few months, he and the young widow became interested in each other and eventually married, remaining together for many years. They had 5 children, including the son who was conceived the night of the rape. That son married and also had children and grandchildren. 10 generations later, Scott was born. He joined the British military in 1775 and found himself the next year fighting the Continental Army in New England. In one battle, a sniper shot a lead ball at Scott, the very instant at which his horse tripped, crushing Scott's leg. He survived the battle and was taken to an infirmary where a young Hessian nurse took care of him. They fell in love and eventually had a daughter. 4 generations later, your grandfather was born. Consider these details, asking yourself whether you would be here today if any of these had been different. 1, if Jonathan had made a right turn instead of a left in 1509. 2, if the weather had not looked bad that night, causing Jonathan to stop at the farmer's house. 3, if the marauders had not murdered the young farmer and raped his wife. 4, consider the hundreds of other situations that had to take place in order for all of the people to marry and have children at the right times and places so that Scott would eventually be born. 5, if the sniper had pulled his trigger 1 second earlier. 6, if the young Hessian nurse had not been assigned to take care of Scott when there were many other injured soldiers. 7, consider all of the trivial details as well as the major events that had to occur in order for your grandfather to have been born. 8, most of us reading this scenario should consider that we might not be here if the world had not been thrown into the turmoil of World War II. What if Hitler had not somehow turned Europe upside down? Would you have met your spouse? Would your parents or grandparents have been where they were? You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Psalm 139:16, NLT. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. Then it pleased him. Galatians 1:15. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Ephesians 1:11. O Lord, I will honor and praise your name, for you are my God. You do such wonderful things. You planned them long ago, and now you have accomplished them. Isaiah 25:1. We may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. Proverbs 16:33. A man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way? Proverbs 20:24. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Daniel 2:21.